It's an all-too-familiar story in Washington. A person is arrested and found not competent to stand trial because of mental health issues, but then they languish in jail, awaiting a state psychiatric bed. A 2018 court settlement was supposed to end this cycle. Instead, the problem has persisted, and COVID hasn't helped. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins has the story of one young man in Southwest Washington.
In the Clark County Jail in Vancouver, there's a 26-year-old man who struggles with bipolar disorder and paranoia. We're not naming him because of his psychiatric condition, but his story is all too common. It begins in February when he was arrested for assault, trespassing, and possession of stolen property. At his initial court appearance, prosecutor Jessica Smith offered a few biographical details.
His family ties are all in California, and they haven't seen him in over a year.
The prosecutor also said he was a likely candidate for a 1077. That's court speak for an evaluation to see if someone is competent to stand trial. 2 months later, a forensic evaluator determined he was not competent. The court ordered the state to provide him competency restoration services. By law, that's supposed to happen within 7 days, but now it's been nearly 45 days, and the man is still in jail waiting for that restoration bed.
I go between extreme despair and anger.
This is the man's grandfather, Bill Ward, who lives in California. He says his grandson is homeless, suffers from hallucinations, and thinks he's working for the FBI.
It's a very open-ended question as to when and if he's ever going to get into the hospital. In the meantime, he is languishing in jail.
This is not an isolated story. On any given day across the state of Washington, approximately 100 people are in jail awaiting competency restoration services. These are individuals with serious mental illness who lack the ability to understand the charges against them or assist in their own defense. They need psychiatric care, but instead, they're getting 3 meals a day and a jail bed. Dr. Thomas Kinlan directs Washington's Office of Forensic Mental Health Services. He acknowledges the state is falling short.
Not where we need to be. I recognize that.
Kinlan says the backlog is the result of higher demand for competency restoration, a limited number of treatment beds, and the ongoing pandemic. But he says the situation is improving. Where before people were waiting months for inpatient services, now it's weeks. His message to families?
We don't have a bed, and as soon as we have one for them, they're going to be admitted.
Psychiatric patients languishing in Washington jails is not a new problem. In 2014, Disability Rights Washington and other advocates sued the state over the issue. In 2018, the two sides agreed to a settlement designed to divert people from jail and reduce demand for competency services. Yet, 2.5 years later, the problem persists.
What it says to me is that we still have a lot of work to do.
Kimberly Mozoff of Disability Rights Washington was one of the lead attorneys. She says the case of the young man in Vancouver is concerning.
I think it might demonstrate some gaps in the programs that we are implementing. They may not have existed for him. They may not exist at the scale we need. They may not be resourced as much as we need.
As the days tick by, Bill Ward's anguish and anger grow. He could bail his grandson out of jail, but with no ties to Southwest Washington and no home, he fears he wouldn't survive the streets. On the other hand, it tears him apart to think about his grandson spending his days stuck in jail. At this point, he doesn't know what his grandson's future holds, and that brings him to tears.
That is what I want for him more than anything in the world, is for him to have some kind of life. And I don't see it coming at this point in time.
He adds that he also doesn't understand how the state can get away with this. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.
This story was produced in collaboration with Troy Brennelson of Oregon Public Broadcasting's Southwest Washington Bureau.